In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like a plan.
We're always so wrong.
Power. Welcome to Barker Innovations, home of the future. Here, we take your needs and we make them reality.
Why are you doing that with your mouth?
Sorry, I'm the greeter here at Barker Innovations. I get bored, and we don't have a lot of drop-ins.
But, like, they don't have a speaker set up to play futuristic music? They make you do it sort of a cappella?
We couldn't figure out how to get the aux cable connected.
But this is a high-tech research facility.
Yes, but not in AV equipment.
Sorry, is this the scientist dog or Snarf?
No, this is just a guy at the front.
Is this
desk.
A person or an AI?
Are you, just started, are you, you a person you turned, or an AI?
You started with a disembodied voice. With
well,
no
it was
context.
Just going to be narration, but then
I think Griffin started talking to the narration,
yeah,
right?
Then Navy interacted with it, and I rolled with it.
Oh, that God, was is wild. It Haley Joel Osment? Is it?
No, I couldn't get on our budget, Dad. Are you kidding me?
Good point, yeah.
Psst, don't tell Dad we get paid for the show.
Oh, right, good
don't
call.
Don't tell
good
Dad call. We get don't mention budget. Don't tell anything. We don't blow this for me, Travis.
You got it. Sorry.
This is not a pro bono gig?
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Pro bono. We're helping Bono out with this
or
one.
Or anti the edge.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Oh, God. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, Celsius up the nose is really bad.
Yeah, it is. You, Dad, your old blood can't handle the extreme hydration.
It is 10:47 in the morning, my man.
Oh, man.
Celsius. Dad, millennials, Gen Z, they shouldn't be drinking it. I don't think old people should be drinking Celsius.
I agree.
Yeah.
You find yourself at Barker Innovations, basically the birthplace of every technological advance in River City in the last like 20 years. They've cornered the market on just about every different technology you can think of. They hold the patents on hundreds and hundreds of things, but primarily their focus is on abnormal research and assisting abnormal heroes in whatever way they can. Each of you has collected several Practice Makes Perfect points at this point.
Oh yeah, maybe.
And due to the successful mission and everything up to this point, I'm also going to grant you an additional 5 Practice Makes Perfect points.
Are you sure, man? That's
Travis.
A lot.
Yeah, just to start off with here, I'm going to give you, it's not going to be that every time, mind you, but sure. Here I want to make sure that
yeah,
you have
but Travis,
access.
You don't understand. I'm about to run wild.
Yeah, Justin and Dad failed a lot.
I failed a lot. Do you understand?
Well, part of this is also because I'm looking at Dad's Practice Makes Perfect thing, and he's only marked 5 boxes. And there's no way that's all.
No, no
it
way.
Was supposed to be. So.
I had 6, and there's no way that I goofed up less than Dad.
I have, once you with the 5 you gave me, I have 15. Let's go.
Wow. Okay. We're about to.
Okay, so I can give myself a couple more?
5.
5 more.
Specifically.
This isn't just like grab bag.
Well, I hadn't gone back and counted all mine up.
You should be doing it as you go, Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
When you fail, which happens, then you click a point.
You get a point for it.
You all go first. I'm going to go back and look at how many times I failed.
You're going to go back and look?
Oh, he's going to go through the dice roll log and roll 20.
I'm
going to
go through the dice roll line.
That's
you guys
great.
I'll be fine. You all go ahead.
You won't be fine.
I don't know.
History
that you
has
will.
Taught us he won't be fine, but I do think that we should move forward without him and then see what kind of broken down number he drops on our doorstep.
Okay, Justin Travis, Woody. I think he's going to come back with 14 before the 5.
I think Griffin, I'm not surprised if he comes back with like purple.
Well, no, Dad, he wouldn't
listen,
do that.
If Dad is trying to catalog all his failures, I'm worried we're getting into some meta, like, eons.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Are you, is that you counting down? I think Dad's going to end up having failed less than we think.
Okay, we'll see. I want to find Snarf. I want to find Snarf and get the lay of the land, find out like where the good product is. You know
excellent.
What I mean?
Let me ring Dr. Snarf for you. Bzz. Hey, Dr. Snarf, there's some people here in the waiting room for you. Excellent. I'll come meet them. So Snarf comes through big circular like sliding doors that separate. Excellent. Welcome to Barker Innovations, the home of the future. Okay. Did you do this part already?
Yeah, we did it. Is he a hologram or an AI or what's this guy's deal?
No, that's Bill. He does that as part of his job. He gets bored.
Okay.
We don't let him use his phone during work hours.
Would a sign suffice though for the kind of thing he does, which is just sort of say your company's look?
You want us to fire Bill?
He has
six children and his partner was recently injured and needs.
Is Bill
hospital
a human?
Care,
is Bill a
yeah. Oh. Bill's a human.
I mean, that doesn't really change the equation for me much. I don't know why I asked the clarifying question. If you'd been like, no, he's a dog, I would have been like, then forget about his family.
Okay. Cold-blooded. So we were hoping we could get our hands on some upgrades.
Oh, yes, of course. Follow me. Let me show you around. And he's going to lead you first into the Hall of Barker History. This is where we've cataloged some of our greatest creations and everything we've been able to research and learn about abnormals since the Convergence. Feel free to look around, play with any of the, you know, we got touch screens for the kids. Anything you want to know, just feel free to ask.
Yeah, I'd like to understand your economy a little bit. The value that we're getting is clear. Why do you want to pay us or compensate us for our failures?
Field testing!
Sorry, go on?
Sorry, we like to test our equipment, of course, here on site, our innovations and stuff, but really, when it comes to anything that's action, anything that's defense-based, anything that's, you know, attack-based, really, the best testing you can do is out there in the field. Plus, we want to do what's best for River City. So we figure it's win-win. You get advancements, and we get data, and the city gets protected.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. Wouldn't research points make more sense?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just thinking if you call them research points, that might make it a little bit more clear what the exchange of value is.
Oh, no, Justin. He started to realize that he's just a character in a game.
Oh, God, back it up.
There's blood dripping from his nose now.
Don't do it anymore, Juice.
That's a skit I wrote.
What?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was close.
That's a skit I wrote.
My brain started to feel fuzzy for a moment.
It's called Silly Guy Spins Another One.
Okay, cool.
For a skit. Don't let it bother you.
We do a sort of variety show every Friday night.
I love it.
We're in the Lions Club.
We have this guy who we just recruited to the team Club. Who comes to it. But yeah, man, killer.
I'd like to exchange some of my practice points.
Okay. I don't think he knows what those are, Juice.
I'll talk to you, Travis. If there is a currency, we got to have a name for what these things are. I got to call them something because I can't go to the counter and say five.
You need to think of Travis as a sort of middleman in this transaction.
Okay.
You don't take your experience points to the cat and put them in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then you get stronger at fighting.
You're like this is Travis, a good call. You're more of a go-between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I trust you?
When you give me the experience points, Justin, I transfer them onto a swipe card that you can then use in the cat's mouth.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis. Yeah. I understand it.
This is much more of a ticket counter kind of deal. Now, I can see, what was your name one more time?
Axel Lyle.
Axel Lyle. You seem like there's something you would like to ask, something we can do for you here. What would you like?
Well, I've realized that I'm having I'd like to be able to work with people a little better than I am right now. I have a lot of expertise, but I'm having trouble communicating that. And I'd like to get a little bit better about communicating.
So I'd like to improve my abs score.
Oh, excellent. Here, if you watch this informational video, we have a bit of a training video here that Jeremy the Badger Man put together about his skills as far as dealing with the public and speaking interpersonally with one-on-one. I could set you up here at this station and put you through some interpersonal training if that's what you'd like.
That sounds thrilling. Now, don't let the camera leave me. You promised all of that will be depicted in detail.
Well, it's going to be picture in picture, and it's a headphone experience. So you're going to sit and you watch a video of a very rock and roll looking badger with like a long beard and a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And he is going to lay out for you kind of how he works a crowd, some of his like performance skills, ways that he has of like winning people over. But we all see this in mute as the sound is going into headphones for you.
Sorry, and that's some scientific thing you developed?
Yes, it's a training program for abnormal heroes that want to learn from abnormal heroes who have been there. There's really only so much a book or something could teach. This is sort of a class of the masters, you know?
I kind of figured this was like an Iron Clam scenario. He's the armored clam with the power armor that lets him shoot beams out and stuff.
Of course, yes.
But it seems like more of a kind of like a self-help kind of seminar, sort of a, you know, one of those deals.
Oh, only here in this room. There's many rooms at Barker Innovations.
Can I roll bug-eyed to see if I see any kind of Scientology sort of, like the hairs on the back of my blubbery neck stand up on end.
Yeah, give me a 3D8 bug eye to detect Scientology.
Two successes there. I'm looking for Thetans. I'm looking for auditors. I'm looking for L. Ron Hubbard books or pictures.
So here's what I'll give you. So no, there's no animal Scientology happening.
You thought
here.
About it for a second, didn't you? Whether or not I you did. Wanted there to be animals.
I wanted to answer you honestly. I didn't want to assume there wasn't Scientology. We're building this world together.
Yeah, okay.
But the vibe you get is very much like when you were at the Carvery, right? And Carver was like, this is how I see like abnormal training and the way abnormals are supposed to like kind of get better at this thing. You're seeing like another facet of that from a completely different thing, right? Where this is like, it's not about training through like this kind of visceral, like boot camp kind of deal, but rather technological. We can train, by study, by that kind of thing.
So it's not just like a workshop. Well, it is a workshop in both definitions of the term.
Yes, correct.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, Navy? Navy, yeah. Was it?
Yeah, that's me.
Is there anything you are? Sorry, I don't mean to pry, so feel free. Are you otherworldly, or have you mutated from a human being? Are you evolved?
I like to think of it more of an evolution than a mutation.
Okay, an evolved seal. Excellent. Excellent. Yes. How are you enjoying?
It feels more natural that way, you know?
Yes, I understand. I, too, am an evolved kitty cat.
Oh, all right. Well, so this is sort of my whole deal. And I take off the splash pack and sort of set it down on a nearby table. My sister, Teal Seal, made it for me. She's sort of the tech one.
Oh, excellent.
But it's just kind of got the two packs on it and the two nozzles. And I was hoping to add like more packs and nozzles and thrusters and that kind of stuff.
I hand him a piece of paper where I've crudely sketched out. It looks like the splash pack, but with like 50 more rockets coming off of it. It looks like a mecha backpack situation.
So, Griffin.
Yeah.
What are you hoping is like the new skill, the new thing.
Yes.
What so is actually improving?
What I would
the
like
damage?
To boost here is I have 11 practice makes perfect points. I would love to improve my signature item,
uh-huh.
bumping it up from a 3d8 score to a 4d8 score. And then I would also love to increase one of my skills for 6 points and boost hydro propulsion. Which is the skill I use to kind of blast myself off in different directions, which would bring that now to a 5d8, I believe.
Okay, great. So by improving your splashback, right, we're increasing the pressure and the capacity, right? So it also improves your hydro propulsion. Is that what
yes,
we're
exactly.
to get here? Okay, great. Excellent. Well, it looks like, let's see. So Axel Isle here is working on this. Why don't you two come with me into the next room? And we can make some improvements on your splashback. And he taps you on the shoulder, Lyle. Lyle!
Yeah, man.
Whenever you're done, join us in the next room.
I'll be sure to take that under advisement.
Oh, he's okay. Getting really good already.
Excellent. Okay, cool. You move into the next room and you find like a full-blown workshop. Much more of like kind of the tinkering and tools and layouts that you expect. And Dr. Snarf says, okay, give me a minute to work here on your pack. You two feel free to look around. Anything you want to do, go for it.
Can you just give me an idea of how many thrusters and nozzles you're thinking about sort of slapping in there?
How many were you thinking about?
Why don't you say the number first? Because I'm worried my number is going to be like silly and not
maybe
realistic.
Same time?
Okay.
Okay, one, two, three.
64.
Six. Oh, okay. See, I heard you say the six at the beginning, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're right on.
Got
and
excited.
Then you kept
no.
going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said like T4 after that, and I was like, oh, my.
We can start with six, I guess, and then see if there's room for a few dozen more.
Okay. Yes. He starts working. Is there anything you would like to look around? Do you want to explore or just stand over his shoulder and watch him work?
I mean, I already did a check for Scientology, and everything sort of seemed to come out clear there.
Oh, did it? Interesting.
If I gotten 3 successes there. I don't know. I'm curious to hear if Dad has completed
Yeah, what
his
about
path,
you, Roger?
Because I can't think of anything else I want to do.
I've gone over it twice. There's no way I have had 14 failed roles. Is there?
Is this being real right now?
I'm being real.
Why didn't I get money on that freaking bet, guys?
Why is Roger not dead?
I think Roger tries to do a lot of stuff.
All right. Tries to do a lot of stuff.
All right.
I think you're good. God. You're good at looking at the game, looking at this world through the lens of the game. And that's why you have the most points. You're winning abnormals at the moment.
All right. Gee, many Christmas. Okay. So 14 is what I've come up with. Twice.
All right. What would you like to work on?
Well, and he adds 5 to that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
They call him. They call him the mess-up man. He walks between realities.
The legend of mess-up man.
His danger is infinite. His powers unending. He just keeps messing up so many times, all the time. And now his power, should he ever stop messing up, it would mean all reality is torn asunder.
God help us if he ever fails downwards.
God weeps in the face of mess up, man.
I'm going to add, can I add a Mondo move?
The game bends around him. This Mondo move is effortlessly grafted. On his mind, he immediately poops his pants, becoming even more powerful.
We are going to enter the training room in just a moment. Right okay. now, is there All any right. equipment upgrades? Now, listen, you also have the ability to increase your armor, anything like that. And that was on our offer. So,
okay,
Dad doesn't need armor. He went back in time and uninvented guns. That's
yeah.
how powerful the mess up man is.
But on accident. He went back in time, he stepped on a lizard, and guns stopped existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to. Well, for one thing, I'd like to improve my armor. Would that be defense upgrade?
That would be a defense upgrade.
I would like a Kevlar tuxedo.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, nice. Oh, while I work on this, then, Roger, why don't you go ahead and step into that machine there? That right there is a 4D printer.
Oh, so I will be able to go back in time.
Well, the fourth D is for dude. I didn't name it.
I don't think the first three Ds stand for different
for
things.
Diligence, dignity.
Diversity, dude. Diversity
and dude. Do you step into the machine?
Yes, but let's watch the inseam measuring, all right?
Gross.
You but step not into adult.
You step into the machine, and basically it's kind of in the shape, the rough shape of a person standing, you know, with the arms slightly out to the side and the feet slightly
spread. Like a TSA
spread.
Scanner?
Yeah, that kind of idea. And you hear, scanning. Scanning. Choose style.
Let's see. I would like wide lapels.
Excellent.
I'd like... really nice bow tie, the kind you can tie with hooves.
Ah, do you
maybe
want
a cummerbund?
Clip,
would be nice.
Clip on tie or clip on, tie? Yeah. Clip on.
Clip on would be good.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I think, a black tux, standard black tux, French cuffs.
Do you want your lapels to be matte or shiny?
Shiny.
Excellent.
No.
Oh, what?
Matte. Must be matte.
It's too late. Okay.
And I already made it shiny.
Do you want single breast or double breast?
Double. Three.
And what would you like the lining to be designed as?
Kevlar.
No, I meant like the pattern. Of the line, it will be Kevlar. We got that.
Actually, I'd like it to be reversible. So if the lining could be white, with white lapels.
Brilliant.
Do the pants reverse too? I knock on the glass.
Do the pants reverse too?
You don't wear white pants with a white jacket, Griffin. We're not in Monaco. Processing. And you see the scanners go up and down, and then there is what at first appears to be like a swirl of dust around you, but as it coalesces, you realize that these are like nanobots, right? That begin the process of stitching this jacket directly onto you as it forms, ensuring a perfect fit.
Ouch.
It's not stabbing you. It's just 3D printing with nanobots.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And you are now the proud owner of a reversible Kevlar-lined tuxedo, which is going to give you 1 point of damage reduction within your armor. So I'm going to add that for you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for using the 4D printer. Be sure to tell your friends. Boop. And the scanner shut off.
Hey, why does it say that last part?
He didn't clear the chamber. We wanted to make it clear it was done.
I have a question.
Yes?
Why did it cost so many of my points?
Because
it's 10 to upgrade your armor.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So the armor, Trav, does that mean every time he takes damage, he takes one less damage?
Correct.
Wow, okay. Dang, that's good.
That's why it's 10.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotcha.
Juice, did you have other points you were going to spend?
I have 5 left. Is there a...
I mean, you could improve your signature item.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that could be...
That could be fun. I didn't know if there's any point in like sitting on them and saving them.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely. If you want to save them up and on the next like downtime session, spin them that way, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I do. You know what though? I would like a little more. I didn't really feel like I had enough juice to get it done last time, so I'm going to improve Hatchet Man by drilling holes into the handle to make it a little more ergonomic.
Okay, you walk in having finished your class of masters with Jeremy the Badger Man.
How'd it go, Axelisle?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that.
I got chills just then.
Well, friend, okay. What do you think?
Yeah, it's great. We needed a face guy. Since Roger's usually the sneaky guy, and it's tough for the sneaky guy to be the face guy. Seems like
so from now on, I'll be the one who's listening. Wow. Interesting.
Just a little feedback. The thing feels pretty condescending.
Well, I guess you and I are on the same page. I guess there's not such a difference between us after all.
I turned to Snarf. Does this level out eventually? Does it kind of even?
Yes, there's always a process of like overcorrection in the beginning. Okay. Yes.
Good. Yeah, no, it's genuinely pretty troubling.
Ask him about his favorite kind of wine. That's always funny right away.
What's your favorite wine, man?
Oh. The noble grape.
The noble grape?
I'm more interested in what you're thinking about the noble grape. Okay.
Maybe he shouldn't operate any kind of power tools right now.
Yeah. His eyes might be dilated as well. That could happen.
I can't help but operate my most powerful tool. It pumps the blood through my body.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a real power tool, isn't it?
If he's about to upgrade his heart, I don't even want to be...
There's two power tools that I'm so deeply into. Look at these two power tools. Here, I'm pointing at their ears because I don't have ears.
My ears? I don't think I have ears either.
Does anyone have ears?
Roger definitely has ears. I've seen.
Are you a seal? You're a seal? I believe the difference between seal and sea lion is which one of them has ears. Let me see.
Do Ross seals have ears?
Yes, seals have ears, but they lack external ear flaps.
Okay, so I don't think he would know where to point.
Wait, hold on. Does that mean our ears are just the external ear flaps?
Yeah, man.
So the holes are the ears?
Yeah, man. We don't really keep any important stuff in the flaps. Most of the goodies are in there.
Hair. There's hair in mine.
There's hair. Yeah, I guess that's gross. Good. Yeah.
Okay. So you walk in, Lyle, and you just start, you grab a drill press and you just start putting some holes in the handle of your axe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing?
While he's doing this, I think like a dozen times, he reaches for Hatchet Man and then realizes that he is working on Hatchet Man. So it takes longer than it should because he keeps trying to get Hatchet Man to help with some part and he just doesn't. It's like an extension of his body.
This is great because now if you get like a Mega Cowabunga, you can make the attack or whatever and then play it like a flute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he should be able to do that whenever he wants.
Well, not whenever he wants. If he has a mouthful of food or whatever, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just a good point. Really good point, actually. Thank you, Travis.
Excellent. So at this point, the blaster pack has been finished. Okay, great.
Was Snarf himself working on this?
Yes. So I finished your blaster pack upgrade here. Try it on. Here, let me set up a target for you. What's your usual range?
Well, on the old splash pack, it had to be fairly close, like about 50 feet or so.
Okay, great. He sets the target up 75 feet away. Now, you're not going to get maximum pressure at this distance, but you do get increased distance, so why don't you give her a try?
Cool. I'll roll 48. One success.
Let me work on that some more. Hold on.
I'm telling you, man, more nozzles. 64,
yeah,
32 on each side. I think, what if it like popped out of the sides like wings, but they were in reverse, and then each one had sort of 32 individual nozzles that would
okay,
all
I'm going to work on a design to see if I can incorporate that many nozzles. Let me work on that for a while, and when you're ready, you come back, okay?
Okay.
Oh! Yo, come over here. This is very, have you ever seen the element in person? This is the element that came crashing to Earth during the convergence, which drew the attention of all the otherworldly abnormals.
Okay.
And brought them here. It is what is used to also recreate the sustenance from that abnormal's home world.
Okay.
Have you seen the element?
No. It's so beautiful.
Yes, isn't it? It's impossible to describe how beautiful it is.
How convenient.
It's like a crystal, but also an orb.
Yes, and it kind of gooshes around when you, yes, in the corner of your
but
eye.
Also, I see a face in
yes.
it. And it's not my own face, but it is.
Mm. I see a dragon made
yes.
of clouds.
Whoa. It often manifests as different things for different people.
What's it look like to you, Doctor?
To me? Oh, like a juicy ball of yarn.
Wow. So maybe it's the thing you love most in the world.
Maybe.
But for me, I guess it's like a orb crystal. That's also a diamond.
And maybe your face?
I guess so. Wow, what's that
interesting.
Say about me?
I'm going to write that down in my journal.
I feel myself getting more powerful near the crystal orb diamond heart.
Well, as an evolved animal, the element is beautiful. It's definitely like of interest and everything. But,
but it's not fueling my powers.
It's not
as
what
if I were
fuels
an alien.
You.
Gotcha.
No, you know, because you would have learned this, as an evolved animal... it is necessary for you to continuously access, like, whether it's drinking water or swimming or whatever. The waters surrounding River City have been imbued with, like, a mixture of chemicals from a spill.
I got you.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
The splash pack also has a tube that feeds back into my body.
Oh, like a
so
Fremen
I can just
kind
of juice. Well, or a camelback.
I guess it's not your urine.
No,
camelback just ripped off the Fremens. What the heck?
But it did improve it. Because they were like, you could just put new water in here. You don't have to pee into the camelback.
It is a tube.
Don't worry about it.
It is like a small tube that I have taped to the side of my face that kind of goes in my mouth if I turn my head to the side.
I love that.
It's very
but
cool.
It is important to note that without like re-upping the supply of water, it does lose its effectiveness, the half-life of the chemicals.
Quit trying to give me weaknesses.
It's not weaknesses, because as long as you're in River City, you have access to it, and it's not a concern.
Yeah, until the dry man comes, and you're like, this is my new bad guy, the dry man. And he puts you in a prison that dehumidifies you, and now all your powers are gone.
What might be planned for the future might not be. It's not important.
Okay. Just stop recording so Travis can get his notebook.
Yeah?
About dry man.
listen. Griffin and I, as is often demonstrated on my brother and me, may or may not already be on the same wavelength. Don't worry about it.
Don't freak out.
Hey, folks, we got some live shows coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Taz versus Popeye. We're doing my brother and me in Atlanta. We're doing Dragon Con in Atlanta. Atlanta, more like Cool-lanta, because we'll be there doing cool stuff. That's what they call it.
I didn't like that.
They call it Cool-lanta. Did you know that?
I don't think they call it Cool-lanta, dude.
They do.
Right, man.
Oh, the cool ones do. We've also got shows coming up in Texas, Utah, and California. All Taz shows for the rest of the year are going to be Taz versus shows. Like I said, we've got Taz versus Popeye in Atlanta. We're doing Taz versus Hercules in Texas, and even more coming up. So make sure you get them. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now. and get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy Tours.
We got some new merch up in the merch store. We also got some great deals up in the merch store. We're doing a back-to-school sale. Select items up to 40% off. You can get 3 different back-to-school bundles. You get a free mystery pin with a purchase of $30 or more, and 10% of all our merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. All that and more over at McElroyMerch.com. That's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, is this Archer?
Yes, hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Tom Lum from Let's Learn Everything. I'm calling about your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty. Do you have a few seconds to talk about that?
I think I have to go.
No, oh no, they're gonna be so mad at me.
Okay, fine.
Did you know that as a part of your Maximum Fun membership's extended warranty, you've been picked as the member of the month, which is wild, and we're so excited to have you.
It's so exciting, thank you.
So as our member of the month, you will also be getting a $25 gift card to the Maximum Fun store, a special member of the month bumper sticker, a special priority parking spot at Max Fun HQ in Los Angeles, California, just for you. Also, I have to read this. It says, we at Maximum Fun apologize you ended up with the worst host of the three, and as consolation, you'll be getting those. Why is that included? I don't remember that being there for the other.
It's okay, I can settle, it's fine.
Max Fun members are the best.
Become a Max Fun member now at MaximumFun.org/join.
Say you like video games, and who doesn't?
I mean, some people probably don't.
Okay, but a lot of people do. So say you're one of those people, and you feel like you don't really have anyone to talk to about the games that you like.
Well, you should get some better friends.
Okay, yes, you should get some better friends, but you could also listen to Triple Click, a weekly podcast about video games hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Maddie Myers.
And me, Jason Schreier. We talk about new releases, old classics, industry news, and whatever, really.
We'll show you new things to love about games, and maybe even help you find new friends to talk to about them.
Triple Click. It's kind of like we're your friends. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll move into our high-tech trading facility here. Excellent. Give me just one moment to set everything up. So just step into the machine here. And we can begin. This is just for Roger, don't worry.
Very well.
Yeah, so when you step into the training room, what you see is sort of a spider-like, maybe octopus-like, multi-armed machine hanging from the ceiling. And it looks like it's like part scanner, part, it's hard to say exactly what the other part is.
Part something. This is the season we're trying to make kids appropriate. So in the tenderest way I can possibly put this, it looks like the robot has 8 genitals.
Listen, what the robot does or does not have is between him and his God.
Okay, I guess we don't have to get any more into it than that. I think that this is, I think they could say genitals on like ABC Family, so we're probably
very scientific and medical, so it's
but
fine.
I want the three of you to kind of not other me right now, to accept, like, acknowledge the fact that this robot
is hastily, it's scientifically.
It has octogenitals. Okay.
Climb on in, Roger.
Right. So Roger climbs on in. Does this have to be programmed in any way?
Yes, describe to me, the kind of, thing you want to be able to do, and we're going to do some rapid training, baby.
Okay, I think I would like this to be an animal move, because right now I only have one animal move that's active, and I would like it to be I think this would help a lot in our efforts. The flamingo. If there is a light source shining on Roger, you know, he does a stomping, clapping solo dance on one leg that adversaries can ignore. So all attention will be drawn to him. It's like irresistible. It holds all attention for 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Of adversaries.
Okay, excellent. The machine begins whirring up.
Can it play Malagueña, which is a great
flamenco song?
Of course it can't, Don. As long as we don't actually play it because of rights issues. Would you two like to help me out here?
Us?
Yeah.
I don't want
to
be in
they don't
this...
have to touch the genital things.
Yeah.
They're not really genital things. I can't stress this enough. That's a robot. Okay. Lyle, Navy, grab those controllers there. And we're gonna put them to the test. Let's see how this goes. And a bright light shines on you. And basically, you feel the machine, like the arms and everything, come down. And eight of the arms kind of latch onto, like, your wrists and ankles. And they start to move you around, training your body in rapid succession as the other arms, controlled by Lyle and Navy, are going to attempt to attack you while you do this dance.
Oh, cool. All right. Another chance to fail.
I look at Axel Lyle and kind of grimace.
Okay, make it realistic and challenging, boys.
It's
go.
It's a weird vibe.
So you each of you roll 2d8, and you, Dad, are going to roll 5d8.
Can I contest myself on this roll? I guess I'm with the training to be good.
This is training. You got to have good training here, Griffin.
I got one success.
I hold myself in contempt.
Hey,
that's two failures.
I got
Thank
so
you.
one success between the two of us.
Okay. 5d8. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
He rolled the double eights, Trav.
That's a mega cowabunga. You dance so beautifully.
You got to stop with the foley, though, Mac. Everyone's foley sucks.
Yeah. Are you clapping? What is that? It sounds
All
like you're
it is,
slapping some beef together.
Have you never slapping some beef
two
together?
Big
exactly.
Men.
Just two big beefy men slapping
meat. Slapping meat.
By the end, Dr. Snarf is crying, watching this beautiful thing. He said, it's the greatest flamingo I've ever seen. Even better than Agent Mingo. Who is a flamingo?
I know what I said about your robot, but it has created something truly beautiful today.
That was glorious.
I thank you, all of you. Lyle, do you have any complimentary remarks to make?
Hey, listen. I think that was something we all needed to see a little bit, you know? But not a lot.
Gotcha. Well, it's meant to distract our adversaries, since not meant to distract you guys.
That's true. I found it very diverting. That's got to be a compliment.
I certainly couldn't look at anything else. So
I wanted desperately to look away, and I couldn't quite get there.
Well, now you've seen it, so
yeah,
you will
man.
Probably be immune to it from now on.
Oh, it's just a one-time deal. All right.
Well, excellent work. Listen, my work here is done. I've got to go design a splash pack with at least 58 more nozzles. It will be my greatest scientific challenge.
Gosh,
but
I
before
sure
you leave, Roger, make sure to stop by Dr. Barker's office. He had some your week supply of Muesli X.
Oh,
therefore, you make sure you boys stop by there on the way out. I'll be here. If you ever want to come by and, you know, we can work on innovations and stuff, or just hang out. You guys like chess?
No.
Roger? Lyle, you guys like chess?
I'm more of a go guy.
Okay.
I might poke around back at the museum, if that's all right.
Sure. Lyle?
Do you have anything for 1 point?
Let's see, I could give you this lollipop.
Does it have magic power?
No, but it's two flavors.
I'll hang on to my point.
Okay.
I've dabbled.
Excellent. I've been meaning to learn how to play. So if you want to teach me chess, I'd love it.
Where to begin? We traveled to ancient Persia, where the game was originally called Shahmat, which means I fall.
It cuts away. Navy, you've gone back to
that. That was both just an impressive and the most boring 5 seconds of my entire life.
yeah.
We're back in the little history of abnormals/interpersonal training room there. What are you looking for?
Is there anything in here from the Royal Seals? Is there anything in here? I have to imagine we were a fairly technologically advanced, sort of older established team. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if they would have anything here at Barker Innovations.
Are you looking for like a history of them or like documentation of their inventory and advances?
I think, like, artifacts? Yeah, like, you know, items on display.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you don't got to roll for this. There's like a, you see on the wall, a kind of like prototype weapons and defensive stuff there. And you can see what would have been the first kind of iteration of Golden Seal's signature trident.
Mm.
This was just like your basic, lots of aerodynamic, or I guess hydrodynamic.
Sure.
That would allow it to cut through water easier. As well as you can see, there's kind of a guard across like where his hands would go to protect his knuckles. But there wasn't a lot of other innovations to it at that point, besides just basic like design.
Okay.
And of course you can see the Royal Seal, decorating that and like a little blurb about when Golden Seal first made, first came to land and partnered with Barker Innovations to produce this trident.
Cool. I just, can I knock it over?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's standing in a like kind of acrylic, you know, fairly thick like security glass, but it's just a like not a lot of base to it. So yeah. If you want to give it give a 3d8 because you're a bulky boy and you're kind of leaning your weight against
it. Yeah, it's 2 success.
Yeah, it knocks over. It doesn't, like, smash or anything. You see the trident, like, come loose from the van and just kind of bounce around, maybe get a little scuffed up.
All right, cool. I look around really quick and then realize that was probably stupid and I want to just take off.
Great. Yeah, you head back and join up with the others. Are you guys heading
to... I was in the bathroom. Bathrooms must be wild in this world, huh? Gotta accommodate a lot of different types of stuff.
Yeah, it's a good place to meet people with a real wide variety of intentions.
Yeah, man.
It's always a little bit of a dance, you know, walking around. Like, I'm headed this way, but are you headed... Oh, okay, that's... Whoa, all right. Oh, I had no idea.
It's so wild how every bathroom has to have a pasture in it.
That mm-hmm. is, yeah.
And special equipment for cloacas.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where I was.
Are you going to head to Dr. Barker's office to grab some Muesli X?
Yes, please.
The three of you make your way to Dr. Barker's office. As you approach, you can hear raised voices coming from within the office. You can't quite make it out. You're all standing about, 3 or 4 feet away from the closed door, but you can hear, it's definitely angry voices.
We're not inside the room yet, though?
Not yet. You're approaching the office.
Hey, Roger, you have external ear flaps. Do you want to...
Yes, let me...
Try to so listen I... in.
Yeah, I kind of lean in, put my ear flap against, what, the wall, the door? Is the door closed?
Yes, the door is closed, but it's frosted glass, so that's probably your best option.
Okay, I'm going to place my ear flap against it.
You can just say ear. We don't have to get to in the woods. In the weeds?
In the woods.
In the woody weeds about this.
Okay, and I'm going to do a listen check.
Okay, yeah, give me 2d8.
Oh my
God. One and a one!
Wow. Wow, that's a turbo boner, right? Do we have a term for what Dad just did?
Strikes again.
How many practice points do I get for them?
And you won't see Mr. Mess Up coming, but he'll sleep right into your dreams. He'll make a mess of everything. He'll poop right in his pants, and then he'll get 20 points.
All you're able to hear, Roger, is you hear what you're pretty sure is Dr. Barker's voice say something like,
"So you're the one who took it. I knew that it was. What were you thinking?"
And then the door falls open as you're leaning against it. And there in his office, you could see Dr. Barker, and it appears that he has been arguing with who you're pretty sure is Carver. He's got like a trench coat on and his hat pulled down low and all that stuff. But you're like 99% with his back to you. He's go, "Oh, it's not me. It's Carver." He's been yelling at Carver.
Oh, this is Barker. Oh, sorry. Yes, don't worry about any of this. Just an old friend stopping by. You're muesli. Yes, of course. Here you go.
And he hands you like a large mason jar full of muesli X.
I lick a finger. I don't have fingers. Lick a hooves?
No, your hands are fingers. Let's not overcomplicate your life.
Okay. Yeah.
And I swirl it around.
Oh, do you just, yes, do you house piquant. It right there?
Not all of it, just a little taste. I was feeling a little bit lightheaded.
Was there anything else that you needed?
Do you have any like good cereal? Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or
yes, if you want to, if you want to go to the break room, we have many cereal dispensers there to choose from.
Do they give me power?
No, I mean sugar. You might get a bit of a sugar rush. And
hey, do you have any of those fruit gummies that when you eat it, your head turns giant into the shape of the fruit?
We haven't been able to perfect that yet. The closest we've gotten is some of the animals' heads have exploded.
Oh, okay.
If you wouldn't mind excusing us, me and my old friend here just have some more things to discuss.
Is Carver eyeballing us at all?
No, he is trying to hide his eye. He's like pulling his hat down low, trying to hide himself from you guys.
Pardon us for intruding, but it seems like there may be something going on here that perhaps we could aid you? Is there a problem?
Give me
every role is an opportunity for me.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Dan. Give me a 2d8 roll to see if this is going to win them over.
Wow.
7 and 5.
2 successes.
Okay.
Okay, you three, come in. Close the door.
I do. Well, okay. I picked the door up off the ground.
He didn't fall over and knock it. It just, like, opened.
Oh, okay.
I lean against the door jamb after I enter with the easy charm.
Listen, before anything else, let me just say, Lyle.
Yeah.
There's something very cool about you today.
I think there's something cool about you taking the time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
the thing is a little much.
But it leaves me wanting to win you over.
I guess that's the secret, huh?
Oh, so mysterious. So hard to read. Now, listen, I was just discussing with Carver here. Yes, I know. Surprise. It's Carver.
Yeah, hi, guys. It's me. Sorry about that. I know. Wow, I was
hiding. Carver! Yeah.
Sorry for the shock. Sorry.
Wow! I'm such a huge fan. Crazy to meet Carver.
You already told me. I was telling Carver. Okay. I was discussing with Carver his recklessness, not just in revealing himself to you three, but also in his heist, his robbery of the museum. So it was just some angry words exchanged between friends. You don't need to worry. Beyond that,
I didn't catch your first name. It wouldn't happen to be Judy, would it? Because I am hearing a lot of judging coming from that end of the room. You know, we really can't sort of make those sorts of sweeping judgments on folks' actions, especially when we weren't in their shoes.
All part of his easy charm.
Also, there was also a heist happening before he showed up. So if anything, he kind of just piggybacked onto a pre-existing heist.
Right. It's sort of an assist.
An assisted heist.
And a bet. Just a tiny bet.
Just a little bet is all.
On a little bet.
And
little.
Some aiding.
Well, just a little aiding.
A Betty Boop.
Double jeopardy.
A Betty Boop.
Just a Betty Boop of a serious crime.
Just a quick Betty Boop.
In which he put revealing his identity. And who knows what else.
We could all do to do that a little bit more, couldn't we, though? Reveal taking away some of those masks.
I don't quite follow.
Well, I wouldn't hope you to follow. I would hope you to lead.
Give me, with your abs skills.
Ducking, a duck check. You're not going to get out of this building. Check.
You will be killed by someone in this building before you leave it. Just from talking to them.
Give me a 3d8 roll for an abs check for, reading them.
Oh my God.
Three successes.
With three successes, wow. When you talk about revealing yourself and not just following but being a leader, he gets, you would say worried, maybe backs off a little, tenses up a little bit and says, yes, you've made quite a few points. If you would excuse us, I'm late for another appointment. If you would please excuse me. And he rushes out of the room.
That was
and
weird.
And that is when, Lyle, your phone pings and you've received a text message from Sergeant Salamander, leader of the Amphibiforce.
Wow, guys, I've just received some sort of message here from the Amphibiforce.
Oh. Well, what's it?
Let me read it.
Yeah, do that out loud.
Aloud.
It
to
reads.
Myself.
It reads. First. Axel Lyle, I know it's been a while since we contacted you, but we need you now more than ever. We need you to come to the Amphibifortress ASAP. And listen, we've heard through the grapevine that you've been traveling with some new associates. Feel free to bring them with you if you feel like it. Can't wait to see you. Reminder, this one is an emergency.
Huh. Well?
You kind of mumbled through most of that.
Sorry, I wanted to read it to myself. Let me read it again for you guys in sort of a more stately fashion. I didn't know if there would be any sensitive data in there, and I do want to try to protect the Amphibiforce if they had some sort of trade secrets that was just intended for me. I didn't happen to notice any special mention to me or any sort of thing to reveal that they knew who I was. But there does seem to be an emergency. And if you guys are interested in seeing my side of the pond, I think we'd love to have you out there.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm saltwater marine life, but
That's okay. I have a lotion for that.
Great. Then there's no reason for me to say no to this.
I can be quite buoyant with all the methane gas, so I'm with you.
To the Amphibifortress!
Hey kids, Laser Weber here from the Arachnid Alliance. I'm here to remind you that when you're operating your J987 laser wave inverter, you gotta avoid overheating by shifting the L switch into position 7 and adjusting your energy input-output ratio using the included supplementary diagnostics tool. Just be sure to connect your controller using a Cat5 cable with the appropriate RJ5 connector. You can also refer to page 197 of the user's manual for more information. Lasers are fun, but safety always comes first. Stay cool and keep it tubular.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.